So let's get right to the book, Hands at Work, Portraits and Profiles of People Who Work with Their Hands. It's filled with just sumptuous pictures and sumptuous text to accompany those pictures. Can you start out by giving us a sample, a little taste treat? Obviously, you're not going to be able to project any of the photography via the radio waves, but maybe you can describe one of the vignettes, both pictures and words, that's included in the book?
Well, first off, thank you for your depiction, your description of the book. I don't think anyone has used that word sumptuous yet. I really like the sound of that. And I think it is an apt description of these larger-than-life photographs of people's hands engaged in a wide variety of kinds of work. The photographs are black and white, and they've been printed in a sepia tone, so that there's a lot of warmth to these pictures of people's hands and the materials and tools that they work with. About half of the people presented in the book are artisans, and the other half do other kinds of work with their hands, such as a midwife and a mechanic, a physical therapist, a chef, and a baker. And the stories that accompany the pictures are as much as possible in the people's own words, talking about what their work is, how they do it, why they do it. Many of them talk about the rather long path that it took most of them to get to the work that they do. All of them speak about the joys of their work and the frustrations of their work. The stories provide a real commentary, I think, about work that people find fulfilling. Not that it's always easy or without frustration, but without exception, all the people in this book are really fulfilled by their work and use words like gratitude for being able to do the work that they do and appreciation for the materials and the tools that they work with.